Skin, acne?
With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts. Call now for your 100% risk-free trial giveaway of Proactiv, including 2 free extras and free shipping. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-750-7339. That's 1-800-750-7339.
Hi, this is Drew Titone, co-owner of Suncrest Home Remodeling, your St. Louis exterior professional remodeling company for over 20 years. If you're in need of new window replacement, new CertainTeed vinyl siding, or the new Apex fiberglass siding system, or possibly want to replace a declining deck with new composite or PVC cellular, please give us a call and I will personally come out and give you an estimate to the dollar. Suncrest Home Remodeling, 636-256-6858, an A-plus rated company with a Better Business Bureau, SuncrestSt.Louis.com.
We all know life's hard. We've got a million things on our to-do list. Got to drive the kids to school, take care of your parents, go shopping. Life's hard.
But retirement's easy. Hi, this is Greg Gonzalez and Steve Light with the Retire Worry Free Show. Retirement's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
1, listen to the Retire Worry Free Show, heard every Saturday at 2 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS. 2, call Steve and Greg for an appointment at 636-530-9977. And 3, relax, kick back, and enjoy your retirement. You deserve to retire worry free.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
what's with all the crap?
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet.
What's with all the crap?
On the sunny side of the street.
Well, this is not a good way to start a show, but I heard something just a couple minutes ago that was of great interest to me. This happened 2 days ago, and luckily we were able to capture, grab it, and I could hear it again. Because some things you just hear, you go, hey, that sounds interesting. You know, I like that. And then, you missed it. Could you play it again? I mentioned it to you off the air, PM, because I want to take some notes. Play that.
All right. If you want to get close to the college basketball action, head on out to Fifth Third Bank in Clayton on Wednesday, March 19th to register.
All right, stop right there. All right, March. No, we're supposed to
Wednesday, March 19th.
That's today.
It is?
All right, let me see what time we're supposed to do that. Go ahead.
Okay.
Keep playing.
On Wednesday, March 19th, to register to win NCAA basketball tickets for the games at Scott Trade Center this weekend. The John Carney Show will be broadcasting live from noon till 3 p.m.
Oh, stop right there. Noon to 3. This just ran 2 minutes ago, so we need to get... Well, wait a minute.
Noon to 3.
Wait a minute.
Is Carney still on?
Oh. No. Well, I guess we missed it, but that they were just telling us to do this 2 minutes ago. Well, how does this work? It could be.
I believe you can still register after
his
show.
It also could be that the station screwed up. Now, I'm not saying that's what happened. That they ran something that we shouldn't have run. So that's.
That usually doesn't happen.
No, that does not sound like this radio station. And by the way, congratulations to John Carney on being the first. I heard just a little bit of the previous show on being the first broadcaster to do a live broadcast from Mars.
Mars!
Yeah. That's what it kind of sounded like. You could just tell it was far, far, far away. So I'm guessing it was a breakthrough piece of technology. Good afternoon. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. Day 3 of the cold, and I informed the management that by Friday, I should be pretty close to 100%, and then they dropped the bomb on me. I'm on assignment.
What?
The one day that I probably be cleared up this week.
Oh.
on assignment. So
you do sound a little better than you did yesterday.
A little better every day. A little better every day. Not a big deal. It's just a cold. But you know me, I love to complain.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just me, I guess. Do we have any Burke segment?
I do.
All right. You say that in an interesting way, ladies and gentlemen, with something that sounds like it could be very interesting. Here's Dan Strauss.
I don't know. It's
You're welcome.
I feel so. Thank you. I feel so so weird and like you're.
Well,
in
you are weird.
Well, I know, but
maybe that's why you feel weird.
Like you're in a dream today because
you're in a dream job.
I know that. I know that. I was sitting on the couch watching the news at about noon, and I fell asleep. I have no idea, no recollection of being tired, and I just fell asleep. All of a sudden,
at when?
At noon.
All
of a sudden, my phone was ringing, and I jumped up and was running around looking for my phone. And now I've been in a funk and a real weird. It's just been really weird. I cannot wake up and get going. Have you ever had that where you just can't?
Yeah, let's see. Oh, every day? Right, hang on a minute, because I have a medical reference manual in front of me. Now, tell me again.
Here we go.
Describe. Give me the symptoms. You fell asleep at noon?
Fell asleep around noon, yeah.
All right.
And woke up after my phone was ringing.
Okay, you were alert enough to wake up when the phone rang.
Jumped up and I
How long were you sleeping?
Maybe an hour. Yeah.
Slept an hour. Uh-huh. Okay. Just kind of just dropped. Just boom, fell asleep.
Yeah, just fell
asleep. All right, what else?
That was it. I just cannot seem to wake up.
You still can't seem to come completely out.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, hang on here. We got all kinds of indexing. Fall asleep. And then you got to go to time, duration of that.
Yeah.
Okay, an hour. Here we go. Fell asleep for an hour. And then there's a recovery section. Immediate full recovery, sluggish recovery. Here it is. Can't seem to quite get with it. Still sort of in a brain tumor.
Good. Well,
sorry.
At least I know what
now
it is.
Now you know. Yeah.
Yeah,
you
thank goodness.
You walk around worrying and wondering what it is.
Oof.
Brain tumor.
And then earlier today, I did something I never thought that I could do. I took a desktop computer apart and replaced the CD drive.
Stop it right now.
And it works.
Jose Strauss.
Holy cow.
It works. And you know what?
What kind of computer was it?
It's an HP. It's a desktop HP.
So you took the tower apart.
I took the tower. I took that little panel off and slid out the It's actually very easy. I had talked to Jose about doing it and asked him about bringing the computer in to have him do that. And he said, it's pretty easy.
Did you get the replacement CD drive?
At Best Buy.
You just bought one.
Yeah, I just bought one. You can buy them at any one of those box stores.
No, not
like
me.
That.
If I bought it, it wouldn't fit. It'd be the
wrong
one.
No, they're all standard.
Yeah, they're pretty universal. So then what I did was I got on YouTube. And I typed in what I was doing, and there's all these tutorial videos about all of this stuff, and so I watched a couple of them, and then I went in, and I did it.
Yeah, all that stuff, people think it's...
The computer?
I can't get into a computer and change anything, audio card, but all that stuff is pretty much just plug and play. I mean, there's just essentially like a little plug.
Yeah, there are two little plugs. One's a power plug, and one is the data plug. And you plug those in, and you slide slide the new one in, and it clicks in place. And I had to line it up and click it in, so the panel, you have to take the whole front panel of the computer off, and man,
it is a great feeling, though, when you do what to a lot of people is a simple thing like that you didn't think you could do.
Oh, man, and I put a movie in there, and it works, a CD in there, and it works, and I'm like, yes, I feel awesome.
And you saved yourself probably $130.
Yeah.
It would have cost. You know, I remember when I told you guys this, we have a microwave in the kitchen that we've had for... Well, we've been there 28 years. So this microwave has been in this kitchen for 28 years. And it fits. It's built in where it fits in a part of the cabinetry, which is perfect. And I don't want to replace it because then you got to redo the cabinetry. So It crapped out on us in 28 years twice. Just dead. Nothing. You go up, touch the beep, nothing. No LED light up. Just dead. So I took it out, and I took it to a place on Manchester. There's a guy there who's an Asian guy, and he works on electronics. So for $80, I took it home, plugged it in, set it back, and it worked great. That happened twice. Second time, same thing. Years later, took it in, about $80, twice. I talked about it on the air, and I had more than one person call and say, I know exactly. It's a fuse. They said it's a 25-cent fuse.
Yeah, I remember
and they
that.
Said, if you take the back panel off, the screws, there it is. And you pull the old one out, put a new one. It's about a quarter, and anybody could do it. And I just thought, no, if I tried that, some disaster would happen. Something horrible would happen, and then I would destroy another part of the microwave. But I don't doubt that for a minute that it was a fuse.
I'll bet you that's what it was.
You know, and I love the fact, too, that I think back on it. And when I took it in, the guy goes, oh, what a problem. And I said, what? Well, let me explain. So what the problem? And I explain it, and he's got a puzzled look on his face, like this is going to be, this is, and all the time, now I realize he's thinking, what an idiot. It's fuse. A fuse. I know exactly what it is. But he's giving me that, this could take 3 or 4 days. And seriously, he said it would be at least a couple of days before he could dig into it. I guarantee you he knew it was a fuse and could have done it right there at the counter. Hold on. There, you're done.
Give me $2.
But it is true. You know, my son, like a year ago, 2 years ago, I told you this, he told me that he replaced the wax seal, the base of the toilet.
Oh, the toilet, yeah.
Yeah, that hole at the bottom of the toilet that goes into the pipe,
yeah.
There's a wax seal. And you'll know it's bad because water will start to trickle out the base of the toilet. He said, yeah, I replaced that. And I said, well, you're not a plumber. How did you know how to do that? He said, YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
And he's told me all these things now he's done, and he figured out how to do it by going on YouTube. And the great thing about YouTube, you pause it, go back, watch it again, make sure you got it right, watch it again. I've cleaned guns that way. I've got guns that I completely forgot how to take apart, how to dismantle. Type in the model of the gun, go to YouTube, how to dismantle and clean. There it is, multiple videos.
Yeah, and I watched two different videos. One was a video from a college. This college student was telling you how to do it. And then I decided to watch another video, and this guy gave a different twist on it, and he also, it was a little easier twist on it too, and he also said, make sure if you have these screws on there that you have to take those out of the old one and put them in the new one. And that wasn't in the other video, so I just watched a couple of them, but man, you feel great when it happens.
Well, and you're right, some of them are more thorough,
yeah,
than others, because I remember there was a particular handgun I took apart, and there's a spring in it. And as you take it apart, if you don't know to watch for it, it flies across the room and you lose a part.
Yeah.
So that happened to me. And then I found another video, same gun, same instructional video in terms of how to disassemble. And this guy says, now this is the point where you want to be very careful and do this, or the spring will fly across the room. And I thought, this is the video I should have had the first time.
Yeah.
But you're right. Some of them are, they take everything into consideration. And my suggestion is, if you find two videos on how to do something, watch the longest one.
Yeah.
Watch the one that's longer, because they probably are more thorough, and they cover more stuff. Good for you, man.
Yeah.
Putting a CD drive. Dan Strauss.
That was awesome.
Dan Jose Strauss.
An IT guy.
Yeah, no kidding. You're a minister now. You're an ordained minister.
Man, I know.
And kind of like a computer expert, like a Geek Squad guy.
Yeah. So that
anything
was
else?
It. That's
anything
it.
Else?
No, that was it.
Peon, you have anything?
Yes,
right.
I do.
This is Peon, our control board operator.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I posted a video earlier today on just a little bit ago on Facebook, and we have another couple videos we can talk about. But this one, you know how people complain here in St. Louis about getting kids to school on a couple inches of snow.
Right.
You know how that happens here.
Right.
I posted a video on our Facebook page. It is from Vietnam. And these teachers and students, the only way they can get to school is by crossing this flooded river. And so
every day?
Yes, every day. And so what they do is this, one at a time, they get in a giant plastic bag, and then an adult man will carry them, well, you know, float them in this bag so they don't get wet. And, you know, the water comes up to the necks on the
I think
men.
I'd rather just have my kids be stupid.
So they have these men for these women, and children back and forth on this river through it. So there's a video where you can watch that. So
the guy, the water's up to the guy's neck.
Oh yeah, at least.
And I this mean, is an everyday deal both ways.
Every day, yeah, because apparently these rivers flood, you know, in Vietnam with the heavy rain season.
And you're right. Now the people that complain because my kid had to wait at the bus stop in the cold for 10 minutes. Watch this.
Your
thing.
Kid didn't have to climb in a plastic bag.
Oh my god.
Oh man, but it's great. They come out on the other side. There's not a drop of water on them. I mean, that's pretty ingenious.
Well, here's the other thing.
It
actually makes you love school because after the trip there, which is the horrible part, woohoo, school. School's not so bad.
I better learn today what I just went through.
No kidding. I don't want to be held back a year and do this for another year.
Do those guys that take them back and forth, do they get paid for doing that?
Oh, well, I'm sure they're either, you know, parents or, you know, I doubt it. I doubt it. Well,
that's part of the deal. Maybe there's a whole industry, an opportunity there to have a service. I'll bag your kid up and take him across the river to school. You can make some extra dough doing that.
Oh, man. But it's, you know, because you're buoyant, the kid in the bag floats on the water. It's not like it's going to sink. So he just kind of has to hold the bag at the top tight so water doesn't get in and get him across the river.
Well, you know, though, every once in a while, there's a story. Jimmy Thomas or Jimmy Wong Wang, whatever his name would be, drowned on the way to school.
Right. Well, yeah. You better
cross the flooded river.
I hope the guy taking it is a tight grip.
Mr. Johnson, I have a math test today.
Jimmy, it sounds like you might have had a leak in your bag on the way to school.
And I don't know if you wanted to mention the other two videos that we have.
Yeah,
up on the page
I sent Pion a couple of videos, and he put them on our Facebook page. And these are, one is extremely serious, and the other is just, wow.
Well, they're both kind of serious.
But one is more of a, whew. I mean, you talk about somebody who sits down every day the rest of his life and goes, why me? And I'll tell you who I'm talking about. In both cases, that would be true. Why me? Why was I spared? A lady who is a longtime regular listener, Pam, you're probably listening now. Thank you for sending me this video. And it's one of the very, very few times when somebody sent me an email and asked me to go look at a video that I went and watched in its entirety, when you consider it's an hour and 11 minutes long. And as soon as I got, we got off the air yesterday, and I got, you know, squared away, and instead of watching TV at home or whatever, I went to the computer, and I did what she suggested I do. I went to YouTube, and I typed in Ben Fainer, F-A-I-N-E-R. Ben Fainer is a man in his mid-80s who lives in St. Louis. He's a Holocaust survivor. And he still has family in the St. Louis area. His grandkids, even has some great-grandkids, I think. And it really is nothing but, for an hour and 11 minutes, him, one camera, just him on camera, and he's being interviewed about the Holocaust. And I will tell you that he's not a professional storyteller by any means, which makes it even more compelling. And the other interesting thing is, like so many people who went through something horrible, whether it was a war or the Holocaust, and never speak of it. He never, ever, even his own family, his grandkids, never told them what happened until about 6 years ago. And about 6 years ago, lady came to him and who knew the story and said, you have to share. You have to tell people this story. And he very reluctantly did it. And toward the end of this interview that you'll watch, He says that now he realizes how important it is that people hear, because we don't have much longer to hear from people who were actually there. You know, in a very few years, it's going to be secondhand information. But I will tell you in the shortest, most condensed version of what you're going to watch, if you go to our Facebook page and watch this interview with Ben Fainter, and Peon put it up, it's facebook.com/AM and the PM. When he was 9 and a half, lived in Poland, the officers came to the door, and he said they had a list. Hitler was maybe the most evil, and the longer I live, the more I realize what a monster this Hitler was. I didn't know until I watched this interview with Mr. Fainter. I thought that Hitler was responsible for the extermination of 6 million Jews. It was 35 million people he killed. Gays, Jews, Russians, you name it. And he said at the age of 9 and a half, the officers came, he remembers, they came to the house. Because at 9 and a half, you're old enough, you're going to have the memories. You're not two. And he says they knock on the door. Well, first of all, the interviewer said, how did it happen? Did they knock on the door? He said, no, they just knocked the door down. Burst into the house. And he says in German, because he speaks fluent German, and in German they said, or whatever it was that meant out. And they were told to get out of their own home. And they were taken outside. He and his dad were taken in one truck, and his brother, sister, mother, whatever, taken in the other. And he never saw them again. And he said one of the only reasons that he is alive today is that, now he says at 9 and a half, understand, he had no idea what was happening. He didn't even know to be afraid. He had no knowledge of concentration camps, that people were being taken away and cremated, some of them alive, cremated. He saw it. So he said all he knows is he's been told by some military guy to go outside. He's outside with his dad, and they said, how old are you? And he said, 15. And he said, to this day, I don't know why I lied about my age, but it saved his life. Because he said, I was a big kid, and the officer didn't question whether or not I was 15. At 9 and a half, just that age would have gotten him killed, exterminated, because they wanted people to work in their factories. That's what they did with these people. They rounded up. They put them in factories to work 10, 12-hour days. And he said, I would have been eliminated if I'd said I'm 9 and a half. So I said 15. They put him on a truck with his dad. And then down the road, a short time after, he and his dad were separated. And of the 250 family members Mr. Fainter had, all but five were killed. So he never sees his brother, sister, mother again. Does see his dad after the Americans liberated the camps. But when he tells this story, honest to goodness, I saw that it was an hour and 11 minutes, and my first reaction was, oh, you ever do that? You ever go to a video and you look at the time on you? God, I want to sit. It's like looking at a big book. God, I don't want to read this whole thing. And then I started listening to him talk. I could not stop listening. And let me say this to anybody who buys into this, there was no Holocaust. You are an idiot. You are an absolute idiot. How do you think, where do you think all those pictures came from of those bodies that look like skeletons piled up? Well, you think some artist did that? You think that's some prop from studio? You're out of your mind. And what everybody needs to know is what human beings are capable of doing to other human beings. And I will never understand how that many people, I don't care who gave the orders, Hitler, Mussolini, how could that many people go along with something that horrible? How could you be one of those officers and stand there and shoot people in the head and dump them in ditches and put them in crematoriums and gas them to death? Kids, why? How could you do that? How could you not turn on your superiors and kill all of them? I don't get it. I'll never get it. you need to watch this interview, because he's not a guy who is trying in any way to get in the spotlight. He's in his mid-80s, for goodness sakes. He just started doing this recently. He goes to schools. He talks to kids. I was so glad I asked my daughter, because I talked to her after I watched this, and she's a college graduate, but like a lot of college graduates, there's a lot of stuff she doesn't know that she should know. And I said, do you know what the Holocaust was? And she said, yes. And I said, what was it? She says, Hitler killed a lot of people, mainly Jewish people. And I said, well, hallelujah. And I said, do me a favor. Learn everything you can about it. Watch every video you can. Listen to every interview you can. Because as horrible as it is, and I know there are people that go, well, we shouldn't fill our minds with that kind of negative stuff. Yes, we should. Yes, we should. It's the only way you make sure that something like that is never repeated. So I doubt seriously that Mr. Fainter is a listener. I know that somebody who knows him listens. Pam, thank you so much for that video. That's one that we put on our Facebook page, and I strongly encourage you to listen to it. Well, one of the things that he mentioned was the second or third camp he was taken to as a kid. They walked to the factory where they were making and shipping parts for German military vehicles. And he said the walk was 3.5 miles each way every day.
Mm.
Every day. And you got to understand also, you're talking about people walking who, if they stumbled or fell, were shot in the head. You're talking about people who went into that camp weighing 160, 180. They now weigh 70 or 80 pounds. There's no doctor. There are no first aid kits. There's no medicine. There's no nothing. You get too weak to work, you die. And he said, I will never know how it was that I survived that. He says, you don't know what you're capable of doing until you do it. And then you still don't know how you did it. And it's just fascinating. The other one we put up that I sent Peon, and then we'll get caught up, I promise, is Steve Scheibner is his name. Now, how I never heard this story, I don't know, because this is a 9/11 story, and I never heard it till I watched this interview with him this morning. It's only 15 minutes. Steve Scheibner is a TWA pilot. He's a TWA pilot.
American Airlines, I think.
No, TWA, I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong. Flight 11, the first one hit the tower. Was that American? You could be right.
Here.
You could be right.
Yes, American Airlines.
All right. So he's a pilot, and on September 10th, 2001, he was off the next day, but he wanted to log some time, get some extra pay. So there's a system. You go on their site. They have an entry code and password. And you go on and you put in for an assignment that's open. And there was an open assignment, and it was to be the chief pilot on Flight 11 out of Boston to L.A. on September 11th. So he put in for that. And he said the process is you put in for it. It goes in the system. It's not official until you receive a live confirmation call from somebody at American Airlines. And he said he went in, looked in the system, saw, boop, doop, 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 there's his name. It's a crew, flight, time, departure, and there he is, Scheibner, as the pilot. But he had not yet received the confirmation call. So essentially what happened was there was another pilot who was his senior, a guy named Tom McGinnis. He went in. He had a day off the next day. He wanted to log some time, get a flight. So he put in. He had seniority. So he bumps Scheibner.
Mm.
Tom McGinnis died. First plane to fly into the tower. Scheibner was bumped from the flight. He was so close to taking that flight. His wife, they interviewed his wife. She packed his bags. He was ready to leave the house the next morning, get to the airport, fly to L.A. from Boston. One night layover, that's why she packed a bag. But he was bumped by this other pilot, McGinnis. It's an incredible interview. And
yeah, I don't know how the McGinnis...
How did I never hear this story?
I don't know how the McGinnis family gets over the fact that... He wasn't, I mean, it was just a fluke.
Well,
it was a seniority
there's a book by this guy, and it's called In My Seat.
meaning McGinnis, was in my seat. He died in my seat. That was supposed to be my seat. Why am I here? And for those of you who aren't religious, I will tell you toward the end, he's a Christian. He explains, he talks about Jesus. He explains, he says, there are now two people who've died for me, Tom McGinnis and Jesus. If you don't like Christianity and you don't want to hear the, you can ignore that part if you want to. It's still a fascinating story. It's very much like the Buddy Holly Big Bopper story.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, when they all died in a plane crash and the
Richie Valens.
No.
Didn't they draw straws?
They drew straws. Richie Valens, yeah. the lost, he died.
Yeah, yeah.
You remember who lived? They drew straws. There was one too many people to be on the plane. It was a snowy morning, and they said, somebody can't go. We're overweight. So they drew, and...
I can't remember who it was.
I know exactly who it was. The Outlaws, Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings. Oh. It was Waylon Jennings.
Oh, yes.
Waylon Jennings drew the straw
yeah.
and had to take a bus
yep.
and was left off the plane, and everybody on the plane died. And yeah. Waylon Jennings was alive and for many, many years later because he drew the short straw. It's kind of like that. So if you get a chance, watch these videos. They're incredible videos. Steve Scheibner and Ben Fainter, two completely different stories, yet two very similar stories of why am I here? And why did I make it? And how did I make it? All right, we have to take a break. We're way behind, but we'll get caught up. First Community Credit Union is where I bank. I would love it if you would go there and move all your stuff, move all your banking, just do it all at First Community, and tell them that this show is the reason you did it. Wow, does that thrill us when that happens? And it happens. It happens a lot. Thank you for that, to those of you who have done that. It's real simple to do. You go to your old bank and say, I'm closing my accounts, I'm going somewhere else. And then they're gonna act real concerned. Oh, we hate to lose you as a customer. All the things they never did before. All of a sudden, they know who you are because you're leaving. I don't fall for that stuff. See, I'm going to First Community Credit Union. If they say, why? You say, I don't have to give you an explanation. You could say, I'm AM and the PM. If they say, what does that mean? Then you should be glad you're out of there. So you come over, and you bank where I bank, where Paul Warner, the host of the Yard Sale, banks, where thousands and thousands and thousands of people are banking, and where more and more every day are moving to, and that is First Community Credit Union. Great rates, great service, all around, just flat out great place to bank. FirstCommunity.com.
Let's get a look at traffic, see how things are moving along. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, first of all, this traffic report is brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Get an effortless meal from Walmart with a 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce market-side rotisserie chicken, and 2-pound potato salad for $9.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. Well, we just got a report of an accident. It is on St. Charles Rock Road east of Taussig. And then we also have Duke north of Chambers. A person was struck there. Everything else is just volume starting on westbound 40, eastbound 270, and westbound 40. Everything is still looking pretty good. And this report is also brought to you by the Missouri Lottery. Play it forward with the new $250K triple play draw game from the Missouri Lottery. Each ticket features 3 games and 9 chances to win with a top prize of $250,000. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
And here we go. Coming up Thursday morning with McGraw-Milhaven, we'll check on the Westlake Landfill with Rep. Bill Otto, and we'll address the possibility of a St. Louis city and county merger with Ambassador Burt Walker. I'm Kelly Jackson. I'll have news updates. Jim Holder is on sports, and Tim Weiland will have traffic updates 4 times an hour. It's McGraw Live between 6 and 10 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Attention men, have you ever been embarrassed when the time was right but you just couldn't perform? Now you can. The secret is one visit to the St. Louis Men's Clinic. That's right. Men from 21 to 85 are performing better than ever before, regardless of age or medical condition. You get to try the medication containing FDA-approved ingredients right in their office. The medication gives you from 30 minutes to an hour and a half of full male performance. This is the most medically sound solution available and all without surgery. Your total cost for the doctor's visit, all tests including PSA and testosterone, is only $199. If their medication doesn't work, you pay absolutely nothing. If you have erectile dysfunction or you just want to perform much better, call now, 314-282-8780. That's 314-282-8780. Get your confidence back. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. 314-282-8780. That's 314-282-8780.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again. Because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies. And they make the credit card companies a lot of money. From people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy. A way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-403-1020. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-403-1020. That's 1-800-403-1020. 1-800-403-1020.
Whoever came up with the saying, put your money where your mouth is, must have had some dental work done. Just a filling can cost over $100. And other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. Without dental insurance, you could be putting a lot of money where your mouth is. Fortunately, you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that can cover over 300 procedures, everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. To have a free information kit mailed directly to you, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-300-4147. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. Get coverage for less than a dollar a day and put less money where your mouth is. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-300-4147. 1-800-300-4147.
Bring the Bears, the Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
There's nothing better than celebrating championships in St. Louis. Fans, this is Adam Wainwright, and we're offering ring promotions this year. There's the 1964, 2004, and 2013 ring giveaways. Get your tickets through promotional packs or with individual tickets. Visit cardinals.com/promotions.
And they mob Wainwright as he goes the distance tonight.
Are you thinking about coming to a lot of Cardinal games this season, but reconsidering because you don't have anything to wear? Well, stop. We have you covered. On a handful of weekend games this season, the Cardinals are giving away replica jerseys. Get tickets to all six games, plus four more through our promotional pack, or buy them as an individual game. Tickets are on sale now. Visit Cardinals.com for more information.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis, building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family. And when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Do you know what that sound is? That's your new digital marketing department. And that'll be your new web designer. And that's Hybu, where these experts are joined by many more, from web designers to search marketing specialists who work hard to get your business noticed online and on mobile. Best of all, Hybu can do it all for you or give you the tools to do it yourself. To find out more, go to Hybu.com. That's Hybu.com or call 877-938-HYBU. Oh, that'll be your next new customer. Hybu, made for business.
How old are your smoke alarms? Replace them today with Kenna Worry-Free Alarms. Get 10 years of power and no low battery chirps. Kidda, technology that saves lives.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
I have this list of facts. People send me this kind of stuff all the time because I love this stuff. 77 facts that sound like lies, but they're completely true. And I haven't had a chance to look over them. I don't get this one. If you put your finger in your ear and scratch, it sounds just like Pac-Man. What does that mean?
I've heard that one before. What? You know that waka 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 that the sound Pac-Man made while he went around the board?
Yeah.
Well, you put your finger in your ear and you scratch, and it almost sounds like that. Waka 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 waka.
Oh, it does.
On your zipper, and I guess every zipper, they're stamped the letters YKK. Peon, have you read this?
I've seen some of them, yeah.
YKK. I, you know what? I don't...
I remember seeing that.
My stomach's in the way. I can't see my zipper. but I think I've seen that. Here's what it stands for. Yoshida Kogyo Kabushi Kishisha. Which I guess is the patent holder. I don't know what's the manufacturer. And I would imagine most all zippers are made, you know, one place. Come to think of it, have you ever known anybody that said, yeah, I work at the zipper factory?
Yeah.
The YKK Group, they're the world's largest zipper manufacturer.
There you go. There's a monopoly that's good to have.
Wow.
Still using a lot of zippers around the world. Maine is the closest United States state to Africa. See, I would have thought...
Florida.
Yes.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
It's Maine. But let's see what else. Boom, 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 boom. Cleopatra, now I don't care about that. Hippopotamus milk is pink.
Oh.
That sounds pretty good.
Pink.
I'm about to get us some hippo milk, make a smoothie out of it. Woody from Toy Story has a full name. He has a last name. Anybody know what it is? Woody was voiced by Tom Hanks, right?
Yeah, yeah.
No idea.
Woody Pride.
Oh. Okay.
I mean, it's like this is useless stuff,
yeah.
But it's
yeah.
kind of fun. Mr. Clean actually has a first name. Veritably Clean is Mr. Clean's real name.
Hmm. Veritably?
The Cookie Monster has an actual name. It's Sid.
Whoa.
Sid.
Check this out. The heart of a blue whale. Folks, I hope you're writing this down because you never know when you may need this. The heart of a blue whale is so big, a human being can swim through the arteries.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's a big artery. And there's more. We'll just keep you on the edge of your seat. There's also more from the Associated Physicians Group. Thanks to everybody who went to the alternative to knee replacement seminar that they had today at the DoubleTree in Collinsville. You go, oh, man, I missed it. Oh, well, I guess that's that. No, there's another one. There's one coming up next Tuesday, March 25th. For those of you who don't know, Associated Physicians Group is actually becoming very famous for these alternative to knee replacement seminars. They're getting a lot of attention, and lots and lots of people, like, 5,000 people in the St. Louis area, have found that what they thought was in their future wasn't in their future at all. Didn't have to be, and that was knee replacement, that there was an alternative. And you're going to hear from a terrific orthopedic surgeon and a doctor of physical therapy. The next seminar, which is free, but you do have to register, and it's a lunch, a real lunch, not Kool-Aid and a cookie. The next one is next Tuesday, the 25th. It's Spazio, right around the corner from the old studio here, Westport, Lackland Road. And you can ask questions. You're going to learn all kinds of stuff about osteoarthritis of the knee. And I think most people, if you said to somebody who had been told they're going to have knee surgery, knee replacement, if you said, you know, there might be an alternative, I can't think of anybody who'd go, nah, I think I'd like to have surgery. Well, there may very well be an alternative, and that's what this discussion and lunch is all about. And again, it's next Tuesday, the 25th, Spazio, the Westport area, on Lackland. What you need to do is go to their website, not only for the seminar, but for all the information about what APG does and how they do it and how many people they have helped and given them a much better quality of life. These are a terrific bunch of well-trained people, trained in physical therapy and pain management, and now there is this alternative to knee replacement program. So go to their website, first order of business, APGPain.com.
next time on the Martin Kilcoyne Show.
Could you live without your car? The list of cities where people are least likely to have a car. But even worse, you don't have a car? What if the buses aren't working? Talking about Detroit. Also, David Koechner. You know him best as the actor who played the sports guy on Anchorman. And our weekly visit with Dan Bova from Maxim Magazine.
The Martin Kilcoyne Show, along with Randy Naughton, weekdays at 10 on KTRS. Live and local.
Have you seen your heating bills this winter? I can only imagine how bad it's going to be this summer with the cooling costs. But I have a suggestion. Aladdin Insulation. Aladdin Insulation has been serving St. Louis since 1947. If you call them, they'll come out and they'll give you a free in-home estimate and a full energy audit. They'll check the insulation in your attic, in your walls, and in your basement. And if need be, Aladdin Insulation will professionally certified trained workers make sure the insulation has the correct R value. Because when it comes to insulation, it's all about R value, and that's why your heating costs are through the roof. Aladdin Insulation will come out and check. Need be, they'll do what they have to make sure your R value is acceptable and up to code, and you can save big. But you need to call them, 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000 or AladdinInstallation.com. Save on your energy and your heating bills, AladdinInstallation.com.
This is not a drill, people. The Spring into a Honda sales event means great deals on the sensational Honda Accord. Loaded with standard features like a rear-view camera. Named a Car and Driver's 10 Best list a record 28 times. Wait, let's give that its due respect. 28 times. Head over to the Spring and Jewel Honda sales event for 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers.
Car and Driver, January 2014. See dealer for financing details.
K. Bova Realty, family-owned. Big enough to provide excellent service, small enough to care. Find K at www.sellingstlewis.com.
Bosch is the quietest dishwasher brand in the U.S. and now features a third rack. See it at Best Buy today or visit bestbuy.com/Bosch.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Eureka, Webster Groves, Old Fallon, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Unemployment is still elevated and long-term unemployment remains a significant concern. That's what